Welcome to MindTap, a scientific perspective on mental health. Each week, we will investigate a unique aspect of mental health, providing insights from individuals and the local community. We're here stressing out about how each one of us sounds on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
But in a way, stress is actually what we're here to talk about.
Isn't it funny how we didn't really know each other until we all wanted to talk about something that people don't usually talk about, which is mental health? I'm Christian.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Jessica. We are excited to bring you the first episode of MindTap. MindTap is a student-produced radio series where each week we investigate the science of mental health, focusing on issues that touch the lives of Southeast Idahoans.
So guys, what do we actually mean by mental health, anxiety, and depression?
Well, the term mental health is used to describe someone's emotional, psychological, and social well-being kind of comprehensively. And
wait a second. So that sounds pretty technical. Where did you find that definition, Christian?
From the mighty interweb. But really, it's a legitimate definition. I pulled it straight from mentalhealth.gov.
But Christian, surely mental health is somewhat subjective and very personal. I'm just trying to translate these technical terms into some sort of reality. Jessica, mm-hmm. You were telling me earlier about how your experiences as a graduate student at Idaho State have sort of influenced this.
Well, I notice, Scott, when my experiments are not going well, I feel super bummed, which can actually influence how I interact with my family at home. But when my lab members are playing 80s rock music and experiments are smooth sailing, I feel happy.
Yeah.
And I actually have been practicing my singing whenever I get home from school. So I sing Part of Your World by Ariel, the Little Mermaid. But really, seriously, graduate school has been a stressful time for me, and I consider it a long-term stressor in my life.
And that's interesting, Jessica, that you mentioned that, because long-term stress is a known factor in mental health concerns. There's a charity called Mind that describes a list of possible influences on mental health. And it's striking how many of them, including long-term stress, could be considered part of a normal life. They also list social isolation or loneliness, social disadvantage, poverty or debt, bereavement or losing someone close to you, providing long-term care for someone, and unemployment and job loss.
So as we think about mental health, two things that come into my mind are anxiety and depression. So Christian, what does the almighty interweb have to say about that?
Well, the mighty interweb would tell you that diagnosable depression or anxiety disorder is when those symptoms that I just mentioned are more severe or last longer than what would be considered typical.
Okay.
So despite mental health issues being strongly influenced by our experience in daily life, I still don't feel like we talk about our mental health very often. This conversation we're having right now is for sure the most I've talked about mental health in the past week.
Yeah, or even a month. And I think it's really strange that perhaps us not talking about mental health suggests that there might actually be a stigma around it.
Sure. Yeah, like, do we all three agree there's a stigma around mental health?
Yeah, I think that there absolutely is a stigma around mental health. In my experience, maybe it isn't so pronounced as it was a decade ago, but it's for sure still there. I'm a huge proponent for normalizing mental health issues, and so I try not to shy away from talking about my own experience. And mostly when I'm in conversation with people and I bring those up, most of what I get in response are just blank stares or awkward silences.
So do we think that mental health is treated somewhat differently to physical health?
Yeah, I feel like it's totally normal to talk to my lab members about, oh, I need to exercise more, or do you want to go to the gym together? Not, oh, do you want to go to free counseling sessions together?
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah. I think that if I would ask my lab members that, they would just slowly back away from me and kind of disappear into the shadows.
Well, perhaps this stigma that we're talking about is actually just the fact we're frightened about talking about it. It's not so much that we're going to be judgmental or anything like this, but perhaps we just don't know how to talk about mental health. We haven't actually grown up talking about it. And well, I actually grew up in England. You can probably tell from my strange voice. But what are the challenges that exist in Idaho?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I took some time to speak with Dr. Steve Lawyer, a professor in the Department of Psychology here at Idaho State University, and he said that mental health challenges here in Southeast Idaho are similar to other rural communities nationwide. So anxiety, depression, and substance abuse are the big three.
Oh, okay.
Idaho in general has issues with access to mental health resources, with only 30% of the number of mental health professionals that we actually need meet the demand of people in
Just
our
30%.
Local community. Yes.
Yeah. And I really don't think I could agree more that one of the biggest challenges facing us is access. Healthcare has gotten so expensive that it's essentially become a privilege. And even if you do have insurance, there are loads of plans that just don't cover mental health treatment. The most current statistic I could find, which was gathered by NPR in 2017, showed that people with health insurance are 4 to 6 times as likely to be charged out of pocket for mental health treatment than for medical or surgical care.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh.
Well, being unable to afford treatment must add to a person's load and what they're already carrying, and it probably makes them feel hopeless. If you can't afford to get better, then what are you actually supposed to do?
So, yeah, and that's really complicated. There are some resources which we'll be discussing in other episodes, but one that I want to mention is peer counseling. There is published research that shows no statistically significant difference in effectiveness between having a peer support system and receiving cognitive behavioral therapy for depressive symptoms. And especially with limitations on professional resources, peer support seems to be a good alternative, but only if we're willing to talk.
Yeah.
So another resource that I found out from talking to Dr. Steve Lawyer is this thing called telehealth. Telehealth is a way to bridge distances between patients and mental health professionals. And this involves sort of a video call meeting that patients can just sit and participate in their home instead of traveling long distances to a clinic.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know about some resources that exist for students at Idaho State's campus. So, for instance, there is actually a counseling and testing center that provides free counseling for students. And also there's a psychology clinic in the psychology department.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I think that a big step to treating mental health is going to be removing the stigma from the conversation. Doing that will bring that conversation out of the darkness, so to speak.
So I guess that's what we're really trying to do here. We're not trying to change the world, but we're trying to make a little difference in our corner. But before we do that, we'll still be worrying about our sound levels.
For sure.